This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Request an extension of time to comment about proposed LANL electrical line across Caja del Rio and Rio Grande. Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, has a habit of releasing environmental documents requiring public comment during the winter holiday season. That habit continued this winter with not one, but two draft environmental assessments, EA. One involves the hexavalent chromium plume in Morton Dad Canyon. The second and the topic of this update is the proposed electrical power capacity upgrade project, where an approximately 14-mile, 115-kilovolt overhead electrical line would be added to the two that already cross the Caja del Rio and the Rio Grande to the Pajarito Plateau, where LANL is located. LANL claims now it needs the additional power line to run its supercomputers. But a September 2021 post in the Los Alamos Reporter by Ted Wyka, the Department of Energy National Nuclear Security Administration manager of the Los Alamos Field Office, Wyka had an expanded list. The uses include, quote, state-of-the-air science experiments, innovation and training in accelerator and neutron science, medical isotope production and research, and next-generation computing, end quote. CCNS asked, quote, what has changed requiring LANL to limit the use of the electricity to the supercomputers, end quote. The draft EA doesn't let the public know. 2.5 years ago, over 650 public comments were submitted about the proposed scope of the draft EA. Since that time, public concerns about the care and preservation of the 106,000-acre Caja del Rio have grown. For more information, please visit the beautiful website at cajadelrio.org. As the proposed project would cross Santa Fe National Forest lands, LANL is requesting amendments to the 2022 Land Management Plan. The request includes a special use permit to establish a utility corridor specific to the proposed transmission line across National Forest lands. CCNS has prepared a sample public comment letter you can use to modify and submit to LANL. Comments are currently due to LANL by January 17, 2024. There will be other opportunities for public comments in early January. On Tuesday, January 9th, the Santa Fe Board of County Commissioners will consider sending a letter to LANL asking for an extension of time to submit comments. Santa Fe City Council is considering a resolution opposing expanded plutonium pit production at LANL with friendly amendments to address concerns about the proposed electrical power capacity upgrade project. On Wednesday, January 3rd, Santa Fe's Quality of Life Committee will consider amendments to the resolution. On Wednesday, January 10th, the Santa Fe City Council will consider the amended resolution at its first meeting of 2024. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and links, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.